بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
And today we're going to talk about the different kind of jihad. But I would like to ask His Eminence to give us a short brief from the previous session, and then we go to know more about the kinds and the different sort of jihad. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you again.
And as I said, would you please give us a short brief from the previous session?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَأَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِ. So far, we have been talking about different, you know, serious issues with regard to the issue of jihad. So, in the very beginning, we started talking about the different terms and terminology of the killing and jihad, and the different terms which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in Quran. Then we went to a very complicated issue, or let's say very important issue, which is about jihad on nafs. And then we came to another topic, which was about the philosophy of war. I mean, why, for example, Islam that much has emphasized over this topic to the degree and to the level that makes this jihad as one of the basic regulations in Islam. To the answer and reply to those questions, if our great addresses and audience says they can address, they can recall and remember, we said that we have different kinds of jihad. So one of them is the jihad, and is the war that people want to conquer other countries and territories and lands for different purposes. For example, if you remember a kind of racism that they have in their mind, that they think that they are from the better generation. Or maybe for the treasure, for gold, money, or whatever, the land, and other things.
And sometimes they go for having slavery or get some slaves, and sometimes they go for finding some, you know, women, you know, to capture and invade the country for
exactly. So this is one kind of war, which is, it's clear and we read that it is evil and it is bad. But the second type is a kind of jihad for defense. It's a kind of jihad that you have to defend and support and help your territory, government, family, belief, and other things which are important in human life. So this second part and this second type is not only, it is not, of course, the bad and evil action, but we can say another way around. It is something good, and it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with. So, till now we have understood that we have two important concepts here. One of them is treaty, which is so good, there is no doubt about this, that it is 100% good. And, you know, people must be after treaty to make a peaceful world in different situation, different times and different places. But also sometimes we should not misconcept this treaty and peace with the humiliation. I mean, being in a position of silence over and against the enemies. This is something completely different from treaty and peace. when a person is coming to your country, so you cannot say, I'm defending, for example, treaty and peace and calm situation, and I don't want any pressure, so I don't want to fight. But they are already coming to your house. They are already coming to your territory and land. This silent is not for treaty, but it is against treaty. It is against sulh or peace. You have to keep your enemies quiet to make that treaty and peace all over the world. If you cannot stay against them, it means that they can continue, and when they pass your country, when they conquer, there is another country which comes after your country. Okay.
So you mean, excuse me, sir, you mean, so sometimes we have to show our, you know, power to not let them to come to us. Oh, I was confused, you know.
Yeah. Let me explain to you a little bit more. You know, the religion of Islam is really different from other religions in this regard. And this is a matter of criticism, which we have been criticized, we Muslims have been criticized by this concept, I mean jihad. They said that, okay, if this is Islam, why it is always emphasizing over this concept, war, jihad? I will ask those people who are criticizing, what is the philosophy behind the existence of the army in each country and government? If some people, they do believe that there must not be any war in the world, okay? There must be a peaceful world. Okay, that's okay. This is the ideal country, or sometimes it is called euthanasia, that all people, they are looking for it. Okay, but the question which comes to our mind is that why we will see in every country a huge budget of an income of the country is going for keeping and updating the weapons and the army of that country.
Military army.
It really makes sense. Why? If there might not be any war, why there is an army? And it may be sometimes a huge, you know, manpower for the service of the army. Is it for a country to go and attack other countries or to conquer other countries, to have command over other territories? No, of course. The philosophy and the reason behind the existence of army in each country is the defense. Because they want, in case they want to defend our countries, if another nation wants to attack their country, at least they have the army to defend their own people and their own territory and their own children and women. So we cannot say, you know, according to the ideal thought that we have, saying that, no, we don't want any army for each country. No. So let all, for example, countries not to have any army, so, and tell them we want to live in a peaceful way. There is no any, you know, reality behind this, because we are not 100% sure about all people. So this is the reason of having the army for each country and nation. So we cannot ideally say that there is no any war happen in this world. If we just consider and if we go deeply to the history, we will see thousands and millions of the wars has happened. And although we have the freedom, we have United Nations nowadays, and we say that the people, they have the, you know, higher thinking, they are going after treaty and in just to live in a peaceful way, but although we will see that how many wars even recently just happened.
www.voiceislam.com